This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, that's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today, we are talking a little bit about migraines. Migraines, headaches. It is all too common and a very common thing that I see come into the office. And I'm always amazed at how long people live with migraine headaches. I'm also amazed at the different avenues that people have tried for headaches. Man, I'll tell you what. So when I was pregnant with my son, Joel, I've honestly maybe had a couple headaches in my life. And I had a hormonal headache during pregnancy with my son, Joel. And man, I tell you what, it's the real deal. I would say probably on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the very, very worst, my headache legit was probably about a 2 or a 3. To me, it felt like a 10 because I don't really experience headaches. But overall, yeah, it was likely in the scheme of things very minimal. And I just remember thinking, this is terrible. I cannot believe that people live like this. I literally can't believe it. This is incredibly awful. So I understand that people will go to, you know, all of these different avenues. And we'll kind of cover some of those and what the benefits or problems of them will be. But today we're going to talk about what are some things that cause headaches that you can naturally start doing and taking them away. We're going to talk about natural ways to reduce headaches, but overall how you can make that positive impact with migraines and headaches. So before we get into that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
So today's Health in the News, we are talking about artificial sweeteners. Where do we stand? So this comes an article from CNN. So the article from CNN, artificial sweeteners, where do we stand? And where I stand are not the same. I tried to look at the journalist who wrote this up to see what type of research or education that she's done, and questionable at best. So anyways, we'll go through here, but they talk about, could the no calorie sweetener you rely on to replace sugar in your diet actually cause weight gain instead of the weight loss you were expecting? The answer may be yes, according to a new study. So artificial sweeteners are not risk-free, said Brian Hoffman, an assistant professor in the Department of Biomedical Engineering at the Medical College of Wisconsin and Marquette University. They said they are a very controversial topic when it comes to health and nutrition, but they're so prevalent in society that I think we owe it to ourselves to try and figure out what's actually going on. So there's new research he presented this past week at the annual experimental biology meeting in San Diego. Relying on rats and human cell cultures, his team identified a number of pathways linking artificial sweeteners with metabolic changes at the genetic level that could lead to diabetes and obesity. Specifically, the researchers found that 3 weeks of exposure to aspartame and acesulfame potassium, also known as ACE-K, two artificial sweeteners frequently combined in products such as Equal, alter the expression of certain genes responsible for lipid metabolism, fat metabolism, in the cells of both rats and humans. So they talk about aspartame had some significant changes, and one of those was an increase in lipids in the bloodstream and a decrease in a biomolecule that is involved in clearing lipids from the bloodstream. We saw the same thing with ACE-K. We then took those particular sweeteners and put them on endothelial cells and the cells that line the blood vessels and would be exposed to them in the body. And we detected a marked dysfunction, suggesting why sweeteners and diet sodas have been linked to potential cardiovascular disease. So what was perhaps most surprising, according to Hoffman, was these metabolic changes did not occur in the presence of natural sugar, such as glucose and fructose. This suggests that artificial sweeteners can contribute to metabolic disorders such as diabetes, obesity, by an entirely different mechanism than natural sugars. Artificial sweeteners appear to contribute to metabolic disorders by altering the activity of certain genes responsible for the breakdown of macromolecules such as fats and proteins. This is different from normal sugars, which contribute to cardiovascular disease through insulin resistance by damaging the cell lining in the blood vessel. So I think this is amazing because they talk about how about 40% of adult Americans consume no-calorie sweeteners on a daily basis. And studies that measure the sweeteners in blood and urine show that many people who report not using artificials are unknowingly consuming them. All right. So this article actually goes on to talk about how she doesn't agree. But I agree with that. I mean, you have to think about new research that shows the artificial sweeteners are altering your genes. They're literally altering your DNA. And why? Because it's a chemical. It's not naturally occurring. There's no way you would go out and find an ACE-K plant. There's no way that you would go out and find an aspartame plant, right? And so we've been taught for a very long time to hide from sugar, to fear sugar. Yet no one has really told you the dangers that come with these artificial sweeteners. And this is just one of the articles, right? We say, oh, weight gain. You know, most people, when they say, hey, you need to eat healthier and you need to lose weight, first thing that they tell you is no sugar. So when you're looking at where these no sugar, right? No sugar, no added sugar. But this is one where most people don't know that they're consuming these. So where can you find some of these artificial sweeteners? Toothpaste and mouthwash, children's chewable vitamins, cough syrup and liquid medicines, chewing gum, that's huge, almost every single chewing gum, no calorie waters and drinks, alcoholic beverages, salad dressings, frozen yogurts, diets, diet sodas, right? So aspartame is what is Equal NutraSweet, Sucralose Splenda, ACE-K. ACE-K, I haven't seen Sweet One, Safe and Sweet, Equal Spoonful, Sunset. What I've seen ACE-K in more so are food. Or food products. So I had a patient who brought me in like a protein bar. It was full of ACE-K. I saw ACE-K in a protein liquid drink that I was looking at the grocery store the other day. In canned fruits, no sugar added. In canned fruits, that's ACE-K. Saccharin, which is sweet and low. I don't know if you remember this. Way back in the day, I remember when there's really two colors of sugar packets or sweetener options on the table when I was a kid. And it was white, which was sugar, and it was pink, which was sweet and low. And I remember my grandfather would always put in the sweet and low. And I would say, let me read this to you. And on the back, it said, this product has been known to cause cancer in laboratory animals. And I'm like, Grandpa, why are you eating this if we know it causes cancer? And he said, oh, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. He wasn't fine, you know. But so when you look at the studies, especially aspartame, you know, we're talking about headaches and migraines today. Aspartame, again, equal NutraSweet. It's currently in more than 6,000 consumer foods and drinks and over 500 prescription drugs and over-the-counter medication. 500 prescription drugs and over-the-counter. But here's what's crazy. Aspartame is not heat stable. So it's typically found in drinks and foods that haven't been heated. One of a recent study published in the American Journal of Industrial Medicine found that aspartame was shown to not only have a carcinogenic effect, cancer-causing effect, but also impaired memory performance, increase oxidative stress in the brain. And in addition, if you were pregnant or nursing, they said you should avoid this dangerous artificial sweetener at all cost. Some side effects, episodes of mania, dizziness, mood disorders, migraines, and headaches. Right? So when we're going, we're like, man, I can't figure out where these headaches are coming from. Is it from the drinks that you're consuming? Is it from the vitamins that your kids are taking? You know, like where are the sources coming from of these artificial sweeteners? And we've been taught this is the healthier alternative, right? This is the healthier alternative to sugar. This is what you should be doing to be healthier, you know, but did those people tell you that there are risks that come along and risks that aren't associated with sugar? You know, if someone said, hey, take this artificial sweetener, but know that it's going to alter your genes. That's crazy. Thank goodness it's not going to spike your blood sugar, but it's not going to spike your blood sugar. But by the way, it's still going to lead to diabetes and obesity. So, man, it's crazy. So that is one thing that I'll tell people to stay away from at all cost. Right. You know, when we talk about alternatives to that, that's one of the things that we're going to talk about after break. Next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. She sets the city on fire, burns like a million lighters. I'm going up, I couldn't get much higher. She sets the city on fire.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check out our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. If you're savvy to it, we're kind of on it. So today we're talking about headaches. So as a holistic chiropractor, I see a lot of patients who come in with headaches. And I'll tell you what, it's very, very surprising to me how frequent and what people live with. So when you look, there's different types of headaches, right? There's tension headaches, which is probably the most common type of headache, typically occur in women more than men. The World Health Organization actually says 1 in 20 people develop tension headaches. That's when people are like, oh, I get such a headache when I'm stressed. Just it starts in my shoulders. Second most common are migraine headaches. It's a type of primary headache. These can affect kids as well as adults. I actually currently right now in the last month have seen 2 kids. One is 9 and the other is 11 with migraine headaches and have done just everything. This one, bless her heart, this poor girl has had headaches, migraine headaches. They have gone to every doctor, neurologist, right? You name it. They've gone to see it. I just did a re-evaluation on her after just a couple weeks and they had just gone on vacation. And I said, all right. And they were gone for a week. I said, over your vacation, how many headaches did you get? right? And she goes, and I'm like, the fact that you have to think that hard about your headaches. I said, what's it like to be able to go on vacation and actually enjoy your vacation without a headache? And she said, you know what? It was awesome. So think about, for the rest of her life, she could have lived with those headaches, but she took the step to get adjusted, right? And we talk about nutrition and dietary changes, but one of the things that we specifically look at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is your upper cervicals, your C1 and C2. So right underneath your earlobe, if you pull down a little bit, you should feel a bump on either side, right? That bump is C1. That's your atlas. It's where the world sits. Underneath it is C2. So that joint is one of the most unique joints in the body. And I will find oftentimes that if someone who experiences headaches, migraines, there's rotation through there. I will tell you, in the kids that I've actually seen, they have ligament damage in their upper cervical spine. They have alar ligament damage. So there's a specific view through x-rays that we look at that allows us to see if there's any rotation to C1. It lets us see if there's any rotation from C1 to C2, the upper vertebra and the neck. It lets us see if there's ligament damage, because I cannot tell you how common it is that there is underlying ligament damage. And where does the ligament damage come from? And we think about ligament damage. People understand like knees in ligament damage. You're running, you're playing soccer, football, and you blow out a ligament in your knee. Problem is you can go in there and you reconnect new ligaments and you're good to go. And it doesn't work the same way with the spine. But if there's instability of that atlas, it basically damages the base of the brainstem, the upper cervical nerves that go back up into the head. Same thing, people say, you know what, but I only get headaches with my cycle, right, once a month. Or I only get headaches when the weather changes. Or I only get headaches when I'm really stressed. And my question in response to that then is, how come I can go through that same menstrual cycle? How come I can go through that same weather change or a very stressful period in my life and I don't have those same headaches? Right? Because there's something else that's underlying that's going on. Right? There's something else that's underlying. So we have an incredibly, incredibly high success rate when it comes to headaches and migraines. I literally can't tell you. I have so many testimonies, but there is one that I'd like to share now with you, and it's Mark. Mark has been a patient for years now and has experienced tremendous change when it comes to his headaches.
Hi, my name is Mark, and this is my story. For as long as I can remember, I've suffered from migraine headaches. As a kid, I can remember laying in bed, being sick to my stomach, and not being able to take any food or drink down because of my migraines. It would come and go in spurts. A couple years would be okay. And then as I got into college and into my adult life, they seemed to be occurring more and more as the stress of life, as you know, having a job and looking at a computer screen and just various factors. So I saw a medical doctor, I saw a neurologist, and I kept trying different medications. It was kind of like a trial and error, what could work. And I would try anti-seizure medicine, antidepressants, high blood pressure medicine, and none of those of which I directly had. And it got to a point to where I was having headaches every other day and having to take an Imitrex just to survive, because of the excruciating pain, pounding, the effects on my sight. I couldn't see, I couldn't, you know, function. You know, I'd have to go home and sleep. And some days I'd have to take a few hours off or take the day off to get rid of a headache. And I really wasn't able to experience, you know, great times with friends or do things on the fly as things came up. You know, if I had a headache that day. Well, the last straw was when my neurologist suggested I try Botox. He couldn't really explain why it would help my migraine headaches, so I had to take a step back at that point and kind of reassess my approach. So I looked into, you know, potential for chiropractic care. I looked into changing my food habits. And that is when I met Dr. Leanne about 6 years ago and started going to Greenwood Family Chiropractic. And I was just impressed from the get-go at how I had never really had a doctor or practitioner take a holistic approach to my migraine headaches. It was all about, well, try this medicine or try that medicine. And, you know, come to find out those medications were giving me rebound headaches and just kind of getting me stuck in this cycle of headache after headache. And I didn't know whether it was actually a migraine or whether it was just a headache from the medicine. It got so bad. But as I got x-rays, started getting adjusted and really seeing the effect of, you know, kind of more of the holistic approach to caring and addressing those issues and not just attacking the migraine headaches, but attacking everything else that was causing the migraine headaches, I started seeing results. I started feeling better. I started changing my eating habits. I started doing the exercises that were recommended as part of my care. And now, you know, I occasionally will have a headache, but I rarely have a migraine headache, and I'm able to enjoy and not be impacted, whether it's at work or whether it's with friends and family, whether it's just, you know, doing what I want to do. You know, I can enjoy life and not have to deal with wondering if I have medication in my pocket or if that Imitrex shot will work, and, or if I'll be sick at a client and, you know, stuck without a way to get rid of the headache. My name is Mark, and this is my story.
If you would like help with your migraine headaches, you are going to head into the right place. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can just go online and schedule an appointment. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is $25 if you let us know you came from the radio, right? 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Now, when we come back, there may be some foods that you're consuming that might trigger your migraines, and we'll talk about what those are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Feel the thunder. Lightning.
You have headaches? We have answers. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, when we're talking about headaches, the avenues in which people take to get rid of headaches, to me, are just out of this world. Headaches are no different than back pain, the neck pain, the numbness and tingling. Headaches are your body's warning sign that there is something else underlying in terms of damage that's going on, right? You have underlying damage. And here's the problem. We can mask headaches. We can say, hey, here, try this pill, try this pill. You know, the testimony Mark, who just spoke, was talking about how they had given him antidepressant medications. They had given him high blood pressure medication. They had given him anti-seizure medication. And I remember coming in and looking at his history thinking, you're on all of these medications. I said, do you have seizures? He said, no. I said, do you have high blood pressure? He's 27. He said, no. Said, do you have... are you depressed? He said, no. He said, they're just giving me these medications to see, hopefully they can help. But they have no idea. And I'm like, oh my goodness. The next step that I see for people even more so is Botox injections. So Botox actually stands for botulism toxin. Botox, botulism toxin. The reason why children under the age of one cannot have honey because of its high risk of botulism toxin. It causes floppy baby syndrome, flaccid muscles, right? Which makes sense because when people inject them into their face or their forehead, for example, it causes those muscles to be paralyzed, which doesn't allow you to wrinkle your forehead, therefore decreasing frown and wrinkle lines, right? That's what Botox does. The problem is that there is botulism toxin in it, like, right? Botox. So what they do is they inject it into the base of the skull in hopes to relieve that muscle spasm at the base of the skull that might be contributing to headaches, right? That's the reason for Botox. But if the muscles are spasmed, why are the muscles spasmed? Because you can try to decrease the muscle spasm, but are you addressing why the muscle is spasming? Because they say, hey, just like any injection that we do in the spine, this might last a day, a week, a month, a year. We just don't know. We just hope for the best. And I'm just like, we are chasing symptoms. You are never getting to the root cause. Because just like if you compress a nerve in your lower back and it causes lower back spasms, that spasm is designed to protect the nerve that goes out and innervates vital organ systems, right? Your body is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Well, why don't we just get back to the sheer fact that we have to address the underlying root cause? We weren't designed to have headaches, but you're having them. So we've got to get to the root cause, you know. So number one is you have to address the spine and nervous system themselves. You have to make sure that you have x-rays. And a lot of the times they'll do x-rays. They'll say, you've lost the curve in your neck. You have arthritis. We do a very specific view. So if you've never had the view where you look straight ahead and you go, ah, and you open up your mouth as wide as you possibly can. They literally have clamps on the side of your forehead to decrease and minimize any rotation. That specific view is incredibly important to address that C1, C2 atlantoaxial junction. You have to look at it. It is so important. This is why I'm going to give you foods that trigger migraines. But I can tell you that I can have a lot of these foods. They're not good for you. I don't have a lot of them, but I could have them, right? And I don't get migraine headaches because there's not that underlying damage that's going on. You have to get down to the root cause of the problem. And that problem is damage to the nervous system. Those nerves, more specifically, that go back up into your head. Especially too, if you've lost the curvature in your neck, if you have a reverse curvature. I have a woman who had a 3-month straight migraine, 3 months straight. And her husband said, you're going to do this? You're going to go to the chiropractor and keep getting adjusted? He's like, you're so busy. And she said, do you know this is the first time? She went, I went 24 hours migraine free for the first time in months. She told her husband, you better believe I'm getting in there. But she not only had a flattened curve, it went backwards. So much stress and pressure on the nervous system. So many neurological deficits. But that's specifically what we correct at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, right? 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Initial exam consultation. If you let us know you came from the radio, just $25. Now, foods. What foods? One food that is so big right now, right? It's starting to get nice out. Grilling season's coming. Is nitrites and nitrates. Nitrites and nitrates. So when you're looking at where these foods come from, one food is a lot of oftentimes in cured meats, right? So cured meats, this is deli meats. This is ham, hot dogs, right? When we talk about grilling season, this is huge. Hot dogs are full of nitrites and nitrates, sausages, bacon. So what nitrites and nitrates are it's a preservative. It's designed to preserve the color and flavor. These foods can increase nitric oxide into the blood, which dilates blood vessels in the brain, right? These foods literally cause the blood vessels to dilate in the brain. Think about the effect that it has on your brain. So there's tons of evidence that lead nitric oxide to increase migraines. So here's the good thing. So you're like, okay, you have to look at the ingredients, number one. You have to be aware, cognizant, and read ingredients. Here's the great part about this is that you can get nitrite-free hot dogs. you can get nitrite-free lunch meat. You can get nitrite-free sausage and bacon, breakfast meat. You can get nitrite-free. Nitrites are literally banned in every country in the world other than us in Canada. Because they say, also, know this, nitrites and nitrates, just having a couple ounces a few times a week increases your risk of pancreatic cancer by 68%. That's huge. So we're like, oh, it's a known carcinogen. We most definitely don't want to put it in our food, except for in the United States. We're like, we want our meat to be pink and pretty. Like, pass. So something that's very simple. Look at nitrites and nitrates. Another one that you'll see are foods that contain MSG, monosodium glutamate, MSG. So MSG is typically one that crosses the blood-brain barrier. The American Migraine Foundation notes that it may trigger a severe migraine in 10 to 15 minutes for those people who experience migraines. So MSG, monosodium glutamate. Where do you find this? Anything that tastes super good. That was so terrible. Anything that has a really delicious powdered covering or sauce. Let me give you some examples. Crackers, if you have ranch flavored crackers. The instant noodles that have the flavor packet. This even comes with if you have rice or couscous and they have like a little flavor packet that comes with it that makes it taste really good. You'll see one of the hidden terms, another name for MSG is yeast extract or autolyzed yeast extract. So you have to look. A lot of those will just say yeast extract, autolyzed yeast extract. So crackers or chips. What's another one? Sauces. This is big with sauces. If you go out to eat and you have wings, right? And you're like, this sauce is so good. Yeast extract. MSG. It is huge. Oh, there's a local restaurant who has these French fries. They call crack fries. Some of you will know who I'm talking about. Those ones, I'm like, yeah. So I went and I had them and I don't even really suffer from headaches. I had the worst headache the morning after. And I was like, you know better. What are you doing? Why are you eating that? Right. And sure enough, you want to, they call them. So it's a flavor enhancer, right? It adds flavor. So it's that food additive. So when you're looking, MSG, yeast extract, autolyzed yeast extract, anything with like a sauce or flavoring, that's awesome. Oftentimes alcohol. More specifically, when I'm looking at like red wine and oftentimes some beer, wine in general has something called sulfites. And again, it's a preservative. So that preservative, if you ever have red wine and you get kind of blotchy or red or flush, or people have really bad headaches with wine, it typically is in reference to the sulfites. So here's another great alternative. There is sulfite-free organic wine. I know that a lot of the local co-ops, the health food stores, they have organic sulfite-free wine. Now, on the flip side of things, oftentimes alcohol, coffee, anything caffeinated can trigger that. And it oftentimes can be due to alcohol and caffeine being a diuretic, which can cause a dehydration. Dehydration is one that, you know, anytime people have headaches, I'm like, all right, let's stay super, super hydrated. So at least we can rule out dehydration as a cause to those headaches. So if you're not drinking half your body weight in ounces a day, then you are dehydrated. It can be contributing to your headaches. As well, we talk about those artificial sweeteners. Aspartame, more specifically, according to the Mayo Clinic, is thought to be a huge migraine trigger. Aspartame itself accrues more than 70% of complaints from the FDA, adverse reactions to food additives, over 70%, most of them neurological, like things like headaches, right? So there are some other alternatives that you can do. So start taking those things out of your diet, right? If we know that those trigger headaches, let's start taking them out of your diet. But there are other things that you can do or add that will help decrease those headaches as well. And we'll tell you what they are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Headaches aren't fun, but know that there are answers and there's hope. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam consultation, if you let us know you came from the radio, is just $25. A lot of times, if there's anything else that we need to do, we'll go over those costs beforehand. If you have insurance, bring that in. We will get it checked and verified so we can let you know here is exactly what it looks like for you to help you with your problems. Now, today we're talking about headaches, migraine headaches. So many people suffer from migraine headaches. And it's so crazy because I asked a woman years and years and years, she suffered from migraine headaches. She comes into the office after her first adjustment. Now, this is not everyone, but after her first adjustment, she had a full day, a full 24 hours without a migraine headache. Now, again, I want to share this quick testimony of David, who has also seen great results and relief at Greenwood Family Chiropractic with his migraine headaches.
For as long as I can remember, migraines controlled my life. Because of migraines, I've missed parties, I've missed birthdays, I've missed family functions, I've lost friendships. There's things that happened during that course of 15 years of my adult life that I can never get back. Life consisted of not only just time on the couch or time in bed, it's time away from your families, time away from your friends. I've tried everything that conventional medicine would give you for migraines. I did not want to live my life by taking a pill. I just said, you know what, I gotta try something else. None of this other stuff is working. I don't want my life controlled by medication. So I'm looking for a preventative care. I don't want reactive care, I want proactive care. What can I do to prevent this? And when I heard Dr. Leanne on the radio, I said, you know what, ChiroCare, I've never tried it before, I've heard about it, why not? Why not try it? If it gives me some relief. Conventional medicine said there was no cure. So I was just looking for something that could give me some relief, and if this was going to do it, then I was gonna try it. So I showed up at her office on Monday, and long story short, she made me a promise. She said, I can't make a guarantee that I'll have a cure for your migraines, but I can guarantee that you will feel better. So I laid down on the table to get my adjustments. As soon as I got my adjustment, my migraine that was a 7 was now gone. So I signed up for the plan, which was 3 times a week. And honest to God, I can tell you, right now I have not had a migraine since I had started. And that was December 2nd, 2013. Now I'm not saying that if you sign up for ChiroCare that this will cure you from your migraines. However, it did work for me. So if you're asking yourself, should I try ChiroCare? Is ChiroCare for me? I can give you this. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. Why not try it?
Again, for more information, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com or give us a call, 317-893-2853. Now, some foods that you can start eating. One great one that I eat every day are dark leafy greens. Dark leafy greens would be spinach, kale, arugula, lettuce, beet greens. Now, know this. The darker the hue, the higher the nutritional value, right? So, obviously, kale versus iceberg lettuce. There's a very great difference in nutritional value. Reason being why things like spinach and kale are high in vitamins B2 and B6. So B2, also known as riboflavin, has been found to be effective at reducing headache frequency, intensity, and duration. So salads, I typically have smoothies in the morning and I will throw kale, spinach, whatever I have in that. It's great because you can't taste it and I get tons of health benefits with it. Another one are actually raw nuts and raw seeds. So why? I will have this as a snack. I will add it to my salads if I have a salad for lunch or dinner. Reason being is because evidence shows that people who suffer from cluster headaches and migraines have lower magnesium levels than those who don't. So there's one study that showed that migraine attack frequencies was reduced by 41% in people who received magnesium supplementation, right? So the reason being is because nuts are higher in magnesium. You can take a magnesium supplement, but I try to get most of my nutrient value as much as I possibly can through good, healthy food. Now, another one that I think is incredibly interesting is red meat. Most of the time, if you're a sufferer from headaches, they've told you to stay away from red meat because it's a trigger. When you're talking about aged, dried, fermented, pickled, smoked, then yes, those can trigger migraines. But when you're looking at natural grass-fed beef, red meat, more specifically grass-fed, not conventional, is incredibly rich in CoQ10, and as well as B vitamins. So again, CoQ10, they've done several studies talking about how the proper levels of CoQ10 can help decrease migraine headaches. So again, you can supplement with CoQ10. For me, I would prefer to get it through my diet. Another one are eggs. More B vitamins, right? Two large eggs contain 24% of your daily value of riboflavin, which is B2. It's one of the highest natural sources of nutrient value. So again, eggs, salmon, cold water fish, high in omega-3s. You want wild-caught cold water fish. Omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. So anytime you can decrease your overall inflammation, so eating wild-caught cold water fish such as salmon, halibut, mackerel, herring, are really, really great sources. Omega-3s, natural anti-inflammatory. So not only is it good to decrease headaches, it's also really beneficial for heart health, for brain health. So you've got to think this is all just really good, natural, healthy food by God. It's not processed. It doesn't last forever. It goes bad, right? There's a shelf life that comes with this. So I think, you know, one of the key components of this when you're thinking about what to eat and what to avoid, you know, whole foods, whole vegetables, whole living food. You know, when you're looking at, I can tell you that ramen noodles is not a whole living food, right? So it's just one to pay attention to. What you're putting in your body has an effect on how your body functions and how you feel. But more importantly, when you're looking at all of the testimonies that they've had, they've done all of this. The one thing that they haven't done is address their nervous system. You have to look at what that spine looks like to figure out exactly what's going on. If there's pressure to the underlying nerves, the base of the brain stem that goes up into the head, right? That's why chiropractic, more specifically exactly what we do with structural correction, we address that joint very specifically. One of the reasons why we have such a high success rate with the reduction of migraine headaches, right? So, but you got to come in to check it out to see exactly what's going on and what we can do to help. So again, our phone number is 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can schedule an appointment online at Greenwood Family Chiro in terms of cost-wise what that looks like. But you owe it to yourself. You owe it to your loved ones to come in to get checked out so you don't have to live a life with those headaches anymore. Thanks so much for tuning in. I look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.